Blog Talk Radio.
At Farmers, we make you smarter about your insurance because what you don't know can hurt you. What if you didn't know that taking pictures of your belongings helps when you have a claim?
Nice.
Or that Farmers offers a policy that will replace your car with a new one if it's totaled within the first two model years. And that parking near a street lamp deters thieves. The more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Talk to Farmers and get smarter about your insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
This is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio. This is the ONE Host Intern Show, and I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. On air now from Lagos, dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's segment. Here's a little bit about me. You may be wondering, who is Genesis? I am a motivational speaker, podcaster. My show is called Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp. I'm also the author of Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, From the Pit to the Palace, passionate about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And let's not forget about equality, because it definitely takes all of us coming together. Tonight's topic is so vital. It's self-care, emotional, mental, and physical components of self-care, and how to set and establish those boundaries to ensure that you are taking care of you, the most important part. Because if you don't take care of yourself, don't expect anyone else to. So you'll hear various callers calling in to share their self-care tips. I'm going to talk about self-care, some things that work for me, and I want us to have an engaging conversation where we're exchanging dialogue to help one another grow. Because what's the point of living if you're not existing? Or are you existing but not really living because you don't have the time and energy because you didn't take time to make time for you, the most important thing? Here we go. When you think about self-care, what comes to mind? When was the last time you did something nice for yourself without anybody telling you to do it? You did it because you wanted to do it, and you did it because you needed to do it, because you felt like you were hitting a wall or a period of burnt out. Do you have boundaries in place to ensure you have that quality time for you to recharge, rejuvenate, and be at one and peace with you? All of this encompasses self-care. When you think about self-care, ask yourself, am I caring for myself like I care for my spouse, my mate, your partner, your children, your family, your friends, your pet? Do you put as much time into you as you do others? And if not, why? Do you feel guilty for pouring into yourself? Do you feel like it's selfish or selfless? Think about it, because sometimes we can be ourselves' biggest critics. We love to make excuses when it comes to us, but when it comes to somebody else, we'll leave and go tend to their business at the drop of a dime before we tend to our own. And that's because maybe you're a giver by nature. And sometimes givers can do so much giving because they're so busy pouring out the well to other people who are never taking the time to refuel them. So when you think about self-care, it's being able to take care of yourself without feeling any ill will because you choose to say no to other people and things that take you off course. What does that look like? Self-care may be going for a mani and a pedicure. It may be taking a nap. It may be taking your own self out to eat. It may be getting a massage done to release those toxic things in your body to give you a state of mind that brings you at peace, where you tune out everything around you. That's people and things. Self-care can be just going to take a nap. Why? Because your body needs rest. And if your body doesn't have enough sleep, then how is your body going to have enough energy? It may be going out for a margarita if you're a drinker. If you're not a drinker, you may just want to go to the movies or something. There's so many different avenues of self-care. Self-care is the individual practice of health management without the aid of a medical professional. You don't need somebody in the medical field to teach you how to care for yourself. You already know what you need to do, but sometimes you fail to do it. And why? That's the big question we're going to get to tonight. We're going to do our own RCA, root cause analysis, to determine why you can't practice self-care. How do you ensure you maintain your overall health and well-being? Think about that and let that marinate in, because I want you to dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join this conversation, because I want to hear, what do you do for your self-care? Do you have a regimen, or are you trying to find a regimen because you didn't know that you needed to practice self-care because you were waiting on permission by what, your spouse, your kids, your family? No, you don't need nobody's permission to take care of you. You have to be on point. And the reason why you have to be on point is because think about if you've ever flown in an airplane and they go through the safety speech. Whenever they get to the point where it says, if we experience turbulence and if it, for any reason the oxygen mask dispels, make sure you put on your mask first before you put on somebody else's. And the reason why they tell you that is because if you don't have enough oxygen for you, you're going to pass out. So what good are you passed out to somebody else? That's self-care right there. So now, what are the types of self-care? There could be multiple. There could be physical, social self-care, mental self-care, spiritual self-care, and emotional self-care. So many different components of self-care that you could tap into. So don't think because you're not doing all of them, you're not taking care of yourself. You could do some of them and then work your way up to encompassing all of them so you can maintain that homeostasis and balance. So callers, make sure you call in because I need to hear from you. Once again, we are live from Lagos, and you could dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. You're on air now with Genesis Amaris Kemp. And our topic tonight is self-care, emotional, mental, and physical, plus establishing healthy boundaries so you can ensure you maintain your self-care. When we think about boundaries, what comes to mind? Do you think about setting boundaries for your house, setting boundaries at work, setting boundaries in your personal life? There's so many various avenues of boundaries, and it's so important to keep those boundaries in place, because if we don't have those boundaries in place, we can easily overextend and overexert because we're being stretched and pulled too far to the left, too far to the right, too far up, too far down. the next thing you know, we're in and about and around about all over the place as if we were on a roller coaster ride trying to fit in because we didn't know where to stay grounded and maintain those boundaries. So if you have been there, let me know what helped you overcome and achieve those boundaries you so desire and need it to maintain on track. Here we go. We're going to break down the types of self-care in detail. Physical self-care, you have to take care of your body if you want it to run efficiently. And the reason why we have to take care of our body is because your body is your temple. You only get one body. Sure, there's people that probe, pick, and all that stuff to enhance their body. But once they enhance their body, they're losing a sense of who they are because they try to manipulate themselves to be something that they saw on social media, on television, where TV is telling you the vision they want you to see and portray. And then physical care also includes how you are fueling your body. So I asked you, how much sleep are you getting? Are you staying fit, physically fit? What activities are you doing? What's your diet like? Are you eating foods that are nutritious, that are fueling you? Or are you eating food that's causing you to be sluggish? Because every time you eat it, you feel lethargic. You're like, oh, man, I knew I shouldn't have ate that piece of cake. Oh, man, I knew I shouldn't have ate that extra food. I ate with my eyes. Have you been there? Think about that. Now, social self-care, it is close and right connections are important to your well-being. How many times have you been surrounded with people who have drained your energy, but you hang out with them because you've been friends since high school, you've been homies, you've been kicking it, you've been around the way, but every time you leave that homeboy and that homegirl, you're like, man, I knew I should have stayed at home because they took all my energy. But it's you who let them take your energy. But while you let this marinate, we're going to go ahead and let our honeybee, DJ Olasky, take us to the track. He is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, DJ Olasky. Take it away, DJ.
I want to go wherever you go, whatever you say, I believe you.
You make me a helpless. Can't stand the times when you are gone.
No, I can't.
What can I do, can I do, can I do? Nothing I seem to matter.
You make me a helpless. Can't stand up.
You got a touch that I need so much, and you got a kiss that's magic.
Ain't no way to tell you what you're worth. All I know, I've got to have it.
Oh my goodness.
You make me a helpless. Can't stand the times when you are gone. I just can't help it. Uh-oh. We got a love job.
DJ Honeybee, for bringing that lovely song. It was right on point, as you always do, talking about love. And tonight, we're learning how to love ourselves by practicing self-care. We're going to go jump to our first caller in queue, but before I take the caller, I want to tell you to dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Caller 1, you're on the air live with Genesis Amaris Kemp. We're talking about self-care, emotional, mental, and physical, and setting healthy boundaries to ensure you practice your self-care.
Hi, sweetie. It's Jerry Petito. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jerry. How are you, Jersey girl?
I'm good. Listen, you are a superstar in the making, man. Just listening to you, I just love it. Oh, wow. Okay. So anyway, you know, I took everything to the extreme most of my life. So when I did the drugs and I was in that lifestyle, I took everything to the extreme that way. Once I made a decision to get healthy and change my life, I then took everything to the extreme that way. So everything that you mentioned, I've done for the last 30 years, facials, mani-pedis, and massages once a month for 30 years. Everything health-wise, I'm a vegan. Everything's organic. My bed's organic. My cleaning supplies, like everything that goes on me and in me, organic. All vegan. I've gotten about 7 different certifications in health. I never stopped learning. I removed myself from anything toxic, including people, even if they were family members, and I had to. So I want to say this to everyone listening, and I know a lot of people are thinking, well, oh, it must be nice to be able to do that. It must be nice to have money to do it. Well, I worked my butt off, first of all. If I could work my butt off getting high, I could work my butt off getting healthy. So it's not about the money. It's about our choices in life. People who smoke and drink and eat, spending a ton of money. Okay? Choose wisely, guys. So even if you can't afford, and I'm not saying everyone can afford to do everything at one time, but make wise choices. Start somewhere. Because, you know, life is short, and I always say this, like everybody, you know, kids around with me, you know, vegans die too, you know. I have no problem dying because I'm going to meet the Lord, but I don't want to live unhealthy. So that was my whole thing. After everything I put myself through with my bad choices, I made a decision now to have healthier choices, because I'm not worried about dying. I'm just worried about living unhealthy. So choose wisely, guys.
I love that, Jerry. But at what point did you decide that you needed to change the choices that you were making to clean yourself up? And you cleaned yourself up mentally, physically, and emotionally because you said, hey, the way that I'm living is not getting me any closer to a longevity of life that I want, because all you were doing was tearing down your body. But then you reminded yourself, and something came on that was like, my body is a temple, and I'm a masterpiece, and you can't put old wine into new wine. So I love that you shared your past, and then you brought it home to your future, and you did a whole 360, Jerry, and I'm so proud of you for just doing what you're doing, because it shows that it took resilience, it takes grit, it takes determination. But then you also said, hey, I gotta do me, and I gotta live my best life. But in order to live my best life, I need to make sure that I'm healthy, I'm thriving, and I'm flourishing. And I gotta do that internally as well as externally. So can you break that down?
Okay, I'm gonna say something that kind of contradicts what they're teaching everyone out there about being selfish with it all, because something did change me one night. I was in Trenton, and I've shared this at times. I owned a beauty salon, so I did make decent money, but again, I worked my butt off, and I've worked three jobs at a time. But I had a black and gold 1990 Eldorado Cadillac with Elvis license plates. Talk about flashy. Well, I'm in the middle of Trenton at 1 o'clock in the morning one night, 30 years ago, popping heroin in that car. So the young guy, me and my friend are in the driving the car, and the young guy, we go to the house, comes out, he doesn't have any dope. So he has to get in the back of my car. We have to drive two blocks to get the heroin. Well, an unmarked police car, thank you God, recognized my license plates, Elvis license plates, because one of my clients was the judge of Mercer County, who was the boss of all the judges, and she's still in my life. So that flashy car with the Elvis license plates, I believe, saved my life that night, because he followed us to get the heroin. Guy got out, got the heroin, got back in my car, and he pulled us over, called the judge in the middle of the night, and she said, tell Jerry, go home, get sleep, and get help. So he pulled us over, said, Jerry, get this guy out of your car. Threw him out and the bags of dope. So-and-so, I can't mention her name, said go home, get some rest, and get some help. The next day I did, because of my family, because I said, how could I put my amazing family through this? I have a child. I couldn't do it. That was my turning point, girlfriend, and I thank God for that, for Elvis license plates, okay?
Okay. Wow, that's amazing testimony, and thank you so much, Jerry, for sharing that, because there's so much power in our testimonies as we share, because you don't know whose life that you're going to change and impact just by sharing your story. You're giving other people hope, and I salute you for everything that you're doing. And for those of you who are listening who don't know who this woman is, this is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrine Me, Jerry Petito, class of 2019. She is an amazing person. You have to check out her show. Jerry, please tell us, when is your next show?
Okay, so I'm sorry, you know, I'm on five networks. I do so many shows, but I'm on a Tuesday night, 9:30, the same week as Angela and Hooney, Magic Man. So I'm sorry, forgive me for that.
Oh, no worries, Jerry. We're all human and happens to us. And I want to thank you so much for supporting me and calling in tonight, talking about
yourself.
Thank you so much. Lots of love to you, girl. You know,
love you.
You're an amazing.
You
so
are.
Thank you. So the next on this program, we're going to have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, DJ Olasky, and he is going to take us to another smooth song.
in the sky. Come on, just look, look, and you'll see me flying by. Why don't you just look, look? And if you do, come on and look, look. I'm flying straight to you. They call me Superman Lover. Wrong, if I'm wrong, what you mean to see? If I'm wrong, yes it is, babe.
Are you going to be that Superman lover tonight, or are you going to be that Superwoman lover tonight and love you, you, and practice some self-care? Because that's what we're talking about tonight, self-care, emotional, mental, and physical, plus setting healthy boundaries for you to achieve your self-care. But before we jump into the next caller, for those of you just tuning in, dial in at 516-453-9133. And press 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and we're going to go and take this phenomenal caller. Caller, please state your first and last name and tell me where you're calling in. And I want you to share your story about self-care, whether you have some tips and tricks or you loving yourself.
Peace and love. This is Asette Etun Ray. Good evening, Genesis.
Good evening, Asette. Thank you so much for tuning in and always being an MVP and showing your girl some love. I truly appreciate it. That's what that sisterly love is all about.
Well, first, I want to just say congratulations on your internship at ONE Dynasty. You are doing an amazing job. Phenomenal job, and I love your topic. Sorry if I'm not so energetic. I'm a little tired tonight. I had a long shift, but I'm very proud of you, and thank you for this topic. I do have a couple of good tips. One of my favorite tips I like to tell people when it comes to health is to start with loving yourself first. That's number one. Because before we can help others, we have to help ourselves first. So I like to take herbs. I'm into holistic medicine. I tell people, stay away from hospitals as much as possible. If you can work out a remedy like ginger, sea moss is a good herb, valerian root, bladder rack, sarsaparilla, dandelion, wheatgrass, lemongrass, moringa, I can go on and on, but basically all of those herbs that I just named is good for the body. They're blood purifiers, they're cell restorers, they're good for the immune system. And self-care, it's important. So thank you for this topic. And those herbs I just named, you can look them up, anyone who's interested, and try them out, you know, try them out.
Thank you so much, Asette, for bringing that wisdom and knowledge, because you always bring great nuggets to the conversation, no matter who's on here and whose show it is. And I love those tips. Sea moss is really, really good. And another one I would add is ashwagandha. That is a good herb to help you with mental clarity, as well as it's a mood stabilizer. And it's so important that we put the appropriate things into our body, because our body is our temple. And I love that you gave your tips for self-care, because it takes all of us helping one another and sharing different things, try ourselves to increase and better our self-care, because there is so much knowledge out there. And if you don't know how to take care of yourself, you could find out on YouTube University. You could find a good book about self-care, and then you could also meditate so you could get that wisdom, knowledge, and insight. And I said, you are a phenomenal host, so I want you to tell the people who you are, when your next show is going to be, and how they could connect with you on social media.
My next show will be July 20th. I will share more details coming up the following week. You can follow me on Facebook at Offset Otunwe. You can follow me on YouTube at Offset Alexander. So, and also tune in to that show on July 20th at 9:30 Eastern Time on ONE. And dial in at 516-453-9133 as well. Plus one to join the conversation.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And listeners, that was our 2021 ONE Battle of the Network Stars Champion, champion, Offset Otunwe. And we're going to have another fire track by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, DJ Olasky, and our soundtrack of our lives featuring iconic funk, Johnny Guitar Watson. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away.
Wanna buy a new car, but the price ain't right. Ain't that gold? Be a downside cheaper, yes it could. Started riding the bike. Listen, they're making milk out of powder. Yeah they are. Got the baby crying. Poor baby, they know what that stuff is. Rent's gone up higher, yes it is. Got the parents lying.
I'll pay you tomorrow.
Lord, it's a real motherfucker, yeah. Make you wanna run for cover, yes it will. And if you look, you will discover, yeah. Lord, it's a real motherfucker. Got to go to a disco. Throw your troubles away. Dance to the music that the DJ plays. Well, alright. And then the lights come on. Yeah. Like you knew they would. That's cold. Gone home and face the music that don't sound too good. Listen, love is a real motherfucker. It'll make you wanna run for cover, yeah. And if you look, you will discover, yeah. Love is a real motherfucker, yeah.
Oh.
3 gallons of low lead. I'm not fooled nothing else. I better stop and get me 2 hot dogs and a strawberry soda.
That was Houston's own Johnny Guitar Watson taking us there with some fire music, smooth tones, good music, nice vibrations. Callers, I want to hear from you. We're on air now from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. To reset the stage, our topic tonight is self-care, emotional, mental, and physical self-care, and setting healthy boundaries to ensure you make time for yourself. We're going to jump back into this topic. Now, we're talking about social self-care. That's how you ensure you do not overextend yourself. So you have to find your balance and see what levels of interaction work for you. Do you have people in your life that would not get upset if you tell them no? Do you have people in your life that will push you to do something for yourself, whether it is going to get a massage, giving you a gift card for Manny and Petty, giving you a gift card to take yourself out to eat? Do you have people in your life who can value you and not deplete and drain your energy because they want all your time for their selfish desires? Be careful who you get connected to. Not everybody is cutting for you like you cut for them. So you got to make sure you have a balance when you have that social self-care, because those are close for your well-being. Now, let's get into mental self-care. How are you nurturing and protecting your mental state? Mental clarity is real, y'all, because you know what? Your mind can be a battlefield if you let those good thoughts and those evil thoughts run rampant. Sometimes those evil thoughts try to get the best of us. Those little thoughts creep in when they remind you, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I can't achieve that. Who's going to listen to me? Is anybody going to call into my radio show? All those are little negative thoughts trying to creep in. And if you take the bait, then there you go. Your mental self-care is all off track, all off balance, because you chose come in your mind and run havoc. Think about it. Think about it there, because your mental can take you far in life. You know what this includes? It includes things like keeping your mind sharp, doing some puzzles, Sudoku, crossword puzzles, learning about a subject. What's something that you wanted to learn about but just haven't had time? Maybe it's time for you to go put that on your calendar and say, you know what, I'm going to make time to learn this subject because this is increasing my knowledge. It fascinates you. Reading books. Are there some books out there that are sitting on your bookshelf or maybe sitting at the store that you wanted to read but you just haven't made time? Watching movies. Go watch a movie, something that makes you laugh. Brings out that joy. Laughter is good for the soul. Are you making enough time for activities that mentally stimulate you? They get those neurons firing off. They help you connect the dots. They make you think outside of your comfort zone. They're causing you to learn and grow mentally. They're causing you to stretch yourself. And when you stretch yourself, you're increasing knowledge, you're becoming wiser. wiser as the word. You know what they say? Be wise as the serpent, but harmless as the dove. Are you doing proactive things to help you stay mentally healthy? What have you done today to increase your mental self-care? Think about it. If you haven't, when we get off this call, when we get off this radio station, go write yourself a note and make yourself a to-do list to make sure you carve in some mental self-care. Now, I wouldn't be me if I didn't talk about spiritual self-care. This can promote a healthier lifestyle. What gives you a deeper sense of meaning and connection with the universe, your Heavenly Father, or whoever you choose to worship? But for me, I worship our Almighty God, the Lord and Savior. Meditation. You can meditate with guided meditation using apps, or you can meditate in your still, small, quiet place. But it's about getting in tune with yourself, attending a religious service, praying. But I'm going to pause here because we have a caller 3 in queue. And I want to hear how caller 3 is utilizing their self-care. So caller 3, when you come on the line, I want you to state your first and last name and where you're calling from and tell me what are some self-care tips or tricks that you're doing. Let me know how you're vibing with tonight's radio show. Caller 3, you're on the line with Genesis Amaris Kemp.
Good evening, Genesis. How are you this evening, Queen Sister?
I'm doing well, King Brother. Thank you so much for calling in. Is this Derek or Jarek?
Yes, this is. This is Jarek, the gifted one. With a little tea time. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, brother. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting me. What are your self-care tips and tricks, and how are you enjoying this conversation tonight?
Okay, I'm going to answer your first question first, which is the conversation. I'm definitely enjoying the conversation because I've gotten into a spiritual place in my life where I meditate, I pray. I love getting out in the morning and exercising and just taking in nature. I have an inner peace because of it. And I've been just I've been going through this little transition in life for the last, I want to say the last year, but it's been a good transition. I'm trying to get into being eating more vegan, but that's going to be a slow process for me. I got to talk to some vegans and see how I can get into that group. But I'm definitely enjoying the conversation tonight. And I want to share something from my book of poetry. It's entitled Catching Up With Me. I'm going to share my tips for life. Can I do that for you?
Yes, I love poetry. So take it away, and thank you so much for talking about your transition and your transformation of, you know, just redoing your lifestyle. That is so, so important, and I'm glad you are enjoying this conversation. So let's take it away with that poetry, Jarek.
Okay, so you guys, this is Jarek, the gifted one. And I have these tips that I put in my book of poetry. It's literally titled My Tips for Life. Number one, be yourself. Two, make your own rules. Three, be on your guard. Four, respect the spiritual world. Five, move in silence. Six, trust what you see and not what you hear. Seven, know your friends, enemies, and allies. Eight, trust your instinct. Nine, fear is an illusion. Cast it down. 10, be smart, but use your common sense. 11, know and watch your surroundings. 12, you are your own best friend and worst enemy. And 13, confidence is the key in all you do. So wanted to just toss that out there. It's just some things that I live by. And I wanted to share that with your listeners.
Ooh, those are some good tips. You're going to have to send those to me if you do not mind, because those are so good, Jarek. Thank you so much for blessing us with that knowledge and giving it to us in a form of a poem, because when you have your list, you are able to see it, you're able to visualize it, and you're manifesting it, and you can see how you're holding yourself accountable by having those 13 things listed out there. So that is beautiful, mm-hmm. and I love you broke it down that way, Jarek. And I want you to tell my listeners tonight who you are and when your next show is.
Well, I am Jarek, Gifted One Thomas. I am an intern host here on ONE Dynasty, and my next show, it's going to be on my birthday. It's going to be Tuesday, July the 13th. Remember that number, 516-453-9133. And press 1 for some tea time with me.
Thank you so much, Jarek, and thank you for showing me some love and dropping some wisdom tonight. I really appreciate it. And those of you who are just tuning in, we are on air now from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press the 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. But you know what? We going to jump on over to a track by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, DJ Olasky, and our soundtrack of our lives featuring iconic funk vocalist Johnny Guitar Watson. Take it away, DJ.
About the first time I saw you, baby.
Yeah.
We fell in love so fast. Anyone could tell this kind of love has got to thank you for being my, oh, you're mine. Remembering when I first saw you, baby, how I wish that you were mine. You know what I did? With the man upstairs, I said, Lord, won't you please make a mine? Oh, and tie you, baby. Oh, thank you, I wanna tie you, baby. Thank you, I wanna. Tie you, baby. Thank you.
I just want to thank DJ Olasky for just bringing the fire music tonight by just setting the mood, getting us in the right headspace, the ambiance, and just putting us in some type of headspace where we're vibing and we are just grooving and moving to the music along with this topic, care, the emotional part, mental part, and physical part, as well as setting boundaries for our self-care. So you heard it here tonight that I brought you to this spot where we are talking about the importance of self-care for you as an individual by loving yourself. So as we wind down, I want you to think about these questions, and I want this to be your call to action as you go about encompassing your personal self-care regimen. When you think about self-care, what comes to mind? Write it down. When was the last time you did something nice for yourself? Not because anybody made you do it, but because you chose to do it, because you have a mind of your own and you don't need permission from anybody to tell you how to take care of you and love you for the beautiful masterpiece you are. Do you have boundaries in place to ensure that you spend quality time and have quality time for you to recharge, rejuvenate, and be at one, meaning being at peace with you, because your body is a temple? And self-care comes in many forms, and there's different types. There's physical self-care, social self-care, mental self-care, spiritual self-care, emotional and physical self-care. There are so many different ways to care for ourselves. So I want you to start loving you by making time for you, whether you need to block it off on your calendar and call that me time, whether you need to let your family and friends know, I can't go with you, I can't do that. Why? No explanation needed. You just tell them, I'm doing me, and it's not to be disrespectful, but I need time to be by myself. I need time to continue to build me up, because if I don't build me up, All people are going to do is tear me down and take while I give. And let your no be no. And your no could be a next opportunity for them or a new opening. But your no is no to them, because you got to say yes to you. And you say yes to you by practicing your self-care and love. And for those of you who don't know who I am, once again, I am Genesis Amaris Kemp. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a podcaster. The name of my podcast is called Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp. I'm also an ONE intern host here on ONE Dynasty. This is a phenomenal platform. And I do coach about diversity, equity, equality, and inclusion, where I could take you through my 15 years of experience in corporate America. 12 of those years were in the good old boys club of oil and gas, and I learned a lot, seen a lot of things, met a lot of people, but that gave me power to be me by learning what I don't like and learning what I do like. And I'm also the author of Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, From the Pit to the Palace. And you can connect with me on social media by going to Instagram at Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, Amaris, A-M-A-R-I-S, Kemp, K-E-M-P. You can find me on Facebook at Genesis Amaris Kemp and on Clubhouse. Now, we're going to go jump into our segment called Negozi Time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that called in tonight on a constant basis since 2013. How about that? And so what more can we say about our intern, Genesis Amaris Kemp, tonight? And I think I have something to say to her. Congratulations on your second ONE syndicated station all-time connection record, Ms. Kemp. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
And with that, we go into another segment called Paying the Bills. And, of course, tomorrow night on these only stations, we have a young man that has been historic on our network. The wonderful and outstanding Mr. Terry Strim. And the 2020 on the syndicated station, Linear New Host of the Year. And something that we're not going to mention, he knows what it is, I'm not going to mention it. But however, he's on tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these ONE stations. Of course, Beverly Mission is advertising the ONE, which is on the Deli and Goes the Enterprise, reaches, of course, at www.thelookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as, and Goes the Prime Time One at devnet.com. We're in Goes the Time, both for Twitter and Instagram, Ola Deli and Goes the Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Deli and Malia Goes the Facebook, as well as our business page, the ONE Host Intern Show, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio. Established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole Dele, down it goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am. The International Internet Radio Producing and Shrining for the class of 2021. Also, the International Internet Radio Disc Jockey and Shrining for the class of 2019. But more importantly, Genesis, I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay Wingos. He's saying good night and good luck. So all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Genesis, you have 1 minute. And 42 seconds left to go in this wonderful program tonight. Congratulations on your second all-time connection record here on The Dynasty, the greatest and best internet radio host, period. You're right.
Woo-woo! So thank you so much. It's amazing to hear the record that I broke tonight. But all glory and honor goes to God. And I want to thank each and every caller that called in to support me, but also to help other people with their self-care by you sharing your tips and sharing your testimonies and et cetera. Because without you calling in to support me, hey, I'll just be me on a show without any interactions. And I want to thank everyone with the ONE Dynasty family. I want to thank Looking Glass Entertainment. But most importantly, I want to talk about and close out this topic of self-care, because we're living in a world right now where everyone is afraid to be themselves because the TV is telling us a vision of what they want us to be. We have family and friends who are going against one another and expecting us to get in the crossfires. We have employers dismissing people left to right, and people are questioning who they are because that employer is not validating them. You don't need nobody to validate you when you already know who you are. And if you don't, I'm here, Genesis Amaris Kemp, to tell you that you are blessed, you are prosperous, you are gifted, you are talented, you are preferred, you are anointed, you are a masterpiece. Stop letting people and things depict who you are and who you can be. That self-care. Know what your self-worth is. Get you some self-awareness. Be selfless and love you for who you are. And if there are different things in you that you don't like, you don't need to go get injected, plump, prim, propped, and all that stuff to show other people that you're something that you're not. Be uniquely you. Be authentic. Be true to who you are. And you could do all of that by practicing self-care. And you heard me say self-care, physical, get fit, go to the gym, work out, do an activity that you love. Then your social self-care, hang around with people that are going to lift you up, people that are going places, people that are going to build you up. Because they see the potential in you, but you also have to see it in you for yourself. Then your mental, that starts about what type of thoughts are you allowing to be in your head space. And